Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Don't look back now. Thursday has arrived. One more day to the Friday before the weekend, baby. It's just these weeks, man. They go so fast. I love it. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy this. Simpsons movie came out in 2007.
Okay, you were close. You were absolutely close.
18 years ago.
That's insane. It's coming out in 2 years.
No, the next one came out in 2007.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Spider Pig. That's all I remember. That and Homer Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Yes.
Wasn't that where they blamed Canada in that movie? Oh, wait, that was the South Park movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember much of the Simpsons movie, I'll be honest with you. That was 18 years ago. That's a long time ago. I may have to rewatch it before the sequel comes out because we all needed the Homer Simpson sequel in the Simpsons. But give them credit, man. That is a long, long running show.
And Bob didn't believe me because, Mac, I bet this movie was must see for you. The Social Network.
Oh, I loved The Social
Came out
Network.
15 years ago.
That to me is that's the one right there that hit me. Yeah, that hit me hard right there, man. 15 years ago, I thought that movie would have just come out the last couple of years or whatever. But, you know, it goes so fast, man. You just don't remember anymore. I remember going to college and there was an older guy in our fraternity and he goes, eventually you won't remember who's in what, you know, class, right? And I go, oh, I'll never have that kind of memory. He was absolutely right. I can't remember anything like that kind of stuff, those details and how fast it moves anymore because it just goes so damn fast. 15 years ago, The Social Network came out? God.
Oh, yeah. We're almost, 21 years old at Facebook? Came out in, 2004, I think?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
So, we're past 21. We're at 21.
We're at 21. Yeah, Facebook can drink.
Yeah, baby.
Well, they've been drinking for the last 21 years. And really, in 2020, they drank a lot on Facebook. And so that's the last time I was on there.
The Zook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. There's not making a sequel, but there's something based off of that movie coming out.
The Social Network or The Simpsons?
The Social Network.
Okay, The Social Network.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, and Jesse Eisenberg said, no, thank you.
He said, I'm out. Yeah.
I heard he's an ass.
I did hear that as well, which
I heard that from Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's telling people they're asses? Yeah. I mean, that's rich.
That guy's dad spent life in prison. Little known fact about Woody Harrelson's dad was a prisoner. I don't know what he did, so I don't want to say it. But yeah. I know his dad was in jail for basically his whole life. But they did Zombieland together. And he was like, it's just cutting teeth. He's it's just brutal. He'd show up and he was the greatest thing in the world. He knew his lines. If you didn't, it was figured out. Same with Michael Cera. Heard he's a jerk.
Oh, he sucks, apparently.
Yeah, Chevy Chase sucks, too, apparently.
We knew Chevy Chase sucked back in Caddyshack days. Because that's what always surprised me about Caddyshack was... Harold Ramis, RIP, one of the greatest directors of all time, he would say that the first scene they shot for Caddyshack was the scene with Chevy Chase and Bill Murray where he's like, yeah, you got a pool over there, right? He goes, well, we got a pond.
Pond
probably better for you.
Right.
That scene, because every time Bill Murray and Chevy Chase were in the same room, they wanted to kill each
they
other.
They wanted to kill each other.
And you kind of think about this out loud. You're Bill Murray's been around for quite a while, right?
Yep.
You think about Bill Murray's persona. Cubs games, Bears games, Bulls games, Space Jam, mm-hmm. Ghostbusters. You're like, I can understand why certain people may not like Bill Murray, because it's just like it never stops. Like, it's like, dude, are you a real person? But like, he's not a jerk. And then there's like Chevy Chase, who we know told Lorne Michaels, hey, I don't think I'm going to do Saturday Night Live anymore. The show sucks. It's going to fail.
Yeah.
Here we are in 2025.
Yeah, we were just watching highlights this morning of Chris Farley, right?
You know? And was the original Weekend Update and was like, this is going to work. And then you hear like stories from like Beverly D'Angelo from like the scene, from like scenes from Christmas Vacation and all these movies. Like, Chevy Chase is not a good guy.
No. And he really didn't even follow the script. Most of his stuff was ad-lib, which is very impressive, actually, that he's able to do stuff like that. But, you know, behind the scenes, just a total jerk and whatnot. And somebody doesn't really
never
want to
your
be around.
Heroes.
Yeah, it's true, man.
It's like, really true.
I told you, like with Kevin James, he wasn't a jerk, but it was just not fun. You know, it's like, oh man, and I was warned, don't put the guy on, you're gonna be disappointed, don't put him on.
Yeah, but you've kind of got the same personality as Mac and I, where like people tell you not to do something
and
you're
you
gonna
do it. Yeah,
of
course.
Just to know it for yourself,
right? Exactly.
Like, Bob will do that with us every once in a while, like, yeah, you don't need to go do that, don't do it. And then we go do it and you're like, damn, Bob was right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like, but this was like Kevin James. This wasn't like, you know, don't text and drive. This was like Kevin James. Like, I wanted to meet this guy, right?
Like, yeah. You never want to meet, you know, players or maybe managers you really look up to.
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I love it.
So we got that in the record books now. It's so funny.
It was so good. That's why I love him, because he's got that kind of dry sense of humor and personality that doesn't take himself too seriously.
He kind of reminds me of like Toby from The Office.
A little bit. Yeah.
But not like a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Just like, so things are pretty awesome in the locker room. Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Toby.
But I really, dude, that's what you want in your coach and your manager, right? You don't want a guy who's overreacting and screaming and yelling all the time. Just kind of be calm, man. It's okay. Things are going to go wrong. We know that.
He seems like a perfect mixture of a Q we're talking about.
Yeah.
Of like Joe Madden mixed with like Terry Francona.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love every night. I don't get to see anymore because the Dodgers ruined it for us last night.
How about the Dodgers? You could have lost that game, and we could have had four game threes today, man. I was so rooting for that.
I was sitting on my couch last night watching that game, and the recliner, and I'm sitting there like, you know, I think the Dodgers might be the most the most hated franchise in any sports platform.
I think they've passed the Yankees, and the Patriots, well,
they
passed.
What have the Yankees won / done?
Nothing since 2009.
They didn't pay Soto, which is a classic 90s Yankee move. Oh, you don't like us having Soto and Judge? Get bent. Here we go.
Yeah.
They got rid of Soto. They don't really, I mean, they have Garrett Cole, but like, and unless they go get like Paul Skeens and next guy,
right?
Then they're back to their normal ways. But they haven't won a World Series since 2009. They've missed the playoffs multiple times. They've gone through a couple of managers in Girardi and now Boone. And if Boone, I think, loses the series, I think he's gone, even though there's some people that disagree.
But
it's Boston.
Yeah,
it's Boston.
It is. But the manager doesn't really have much control anymore.
They
do now.
Because last night he clearly listened to the media.
Yeah.
He went out there to Rodon and was like, hey, man, I'm not taking you out. I'm just going to make it look like I am, because you know what they said yesterday when I took out Fry.
Right. And then he left them in. What did Rodon do? Get the MFR out, man. It was done. Yeah. What a great game that was.
Boone's right back in the winner's seat.
Yeah.
They win last night, Ben Rice hits a home run. Like, who'd have had Ben Rice and Volpe as the two home run hitters for the Yankees in the playoffs?
Yeah.
But no, like, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, man, I think, you know, in football, like, yeah, the Chiefs, but like, Philadelphia won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Philadelphia's kind of got that tush-push thing. The Chiefs aren't necessarily, maybe I'm out of my mind when I think about this, but I don't think the Chiefs, when you look at it, you're like, God, I hate that team.
Well, what do you hate about the Chiefs is, like, the fact that Taylor Swift is involved, right? The Philadelphia Eagles got a coach everybody wants to punch in the face and a play that nobody likes.
Right, and then you look at, like, the Chiefs don't go out and, like, buy people. Like, if anything, the Chiefs get, they get Terrell Suggs.
Right.
Like, LeSean McCoy, Le'Veon Bell. They don't go get, you know, a big time free agent player that's out there. They get like MVS or, you know, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Chiefs won a lot, but like the Dodgers in the offseason, what do we say? It's like, oh, they got this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. Like, half their pitching staff isn't pitching, and it's guys like Tyler Glasnow, that's a Cy Young candidate every single year, it seems. Ace in Tampa Bay, Blake Snell, Shohei Ohtani, all these guys.
Oh, Kershaw still around.
Yeah. And then you watch that game last night and you're like, all day long, you're like, all right, Cleveland won this game.
Yeah.
Let's go. okay, here come the Padres. Machado starts to tone off. They beat Chicago. Awesome. And then you watch that Boston-New York game last night, which was playoff theater.
It was great.
This team's winning, then this team's winning, then this team wins. Now this team's leading.
Duran makes a huge error out in left field.
The biggest heel in baseball saves the game and wins the game.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers play, and you're watching the game, and you're like, all right, Reds are up 2-0. And then it's like, now it's 7-2, and this game's over. And then they come back with the announcement right after they win, like, oh, yeah, the Reds, they were secondhand news. Shout out Fleetwood Mac, which they were. It should have been the Mets. But, like, the Dodgers brush off. They go, oh, and by the way, game one of the NLDS, Shohei Ohtani's taking the mound. Thank you very much.
Like,
thank you very much.
Well, which is great. I mean, that's what you want. It's too bad it's a Saturday night and everybody's going to be doing other things. I mean, but it is what it is, you know, when it comes to baseball. I'd love for Shohei Ohtani to be toeing the slab on a Tuesday night when there's nothing else going on and we can all focus on, boom, that's what's going on.
They bought everybody this offseason. Yeah. That's what got the conversation going about a salary cap and a salary. Like, it'll be the Dodgers' fault the baseball shuts down.
Yeah, probably.
Because we want a salary cap because of what happened last offseason with the Dodgers, where you're like, they can't keep doing this. This is getting ridiculous. They do this whole, like, furloughing the money all the way until they're 48 years old. And all of a sudden, it's like, now the Dodgers have this roster. The Dodgers are going to win the World Series. I can tell you right now, they'll sweep whoever they play in this next round, whoever it is. Well, I guess it'd be the Phillies. Is that who they play?
Phillies, yeah.
Those Phillies will fall. Hopefully, I don't want to see another Phillies World Championship. But, like, that's what's going on. And then now all of a sudden you watch this game last night and you're robbed from a fourth game three.
Yeah.
We got one. We got two. Everything followed suit. And then it's like, thanks, L.A. Obviously, they go on and play. So I hate the – like, there's not a team in basketball that's like that, I don't think. Right, the Lakers dynasty's not
running. I think it's wherever LeBron is who
you
hate.
But that's a player.
Yeah, but that's why you hate that team, I think.
I don't know.
I think that's kind of the way – that's clearly not that way in hockey. Nobody hates
any
team.
I think in football it's like there's multiple. People hate the Chiefs. People hate the Philadelphia Eagles. People hate, I don't know, Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
People hate, you know, this thing. It's not just focused on one generated team, and that's who the Dodgers are. They are the evil empire of – baseball.
Yeah,
they're ruining the game of baseball. They're taking all the fun. No, they are.
But you know, until Major League Baseball stops it, they're playing within the rules. And I will never hesitate, you know, for telling these guys, stop playing within the rules. They're doing what they need to do to try to put the best team on the field within the rules of Major League Baseball. And so I can't hold it against the Dodgers. It is a baseball thing that is being out there. It's like, you know, you've got the money to spend on a new car. You're gonna buy the top of the line car if you can afford it. You don't care what your neighbor can afford. And so that's the problem with baseball. And baseball isn't like real life. In order to have a good functioning league and you know, get the people interested, which baseball has over the last, you know, year, they've done a great job of that. But keep those people interested and get that salary cap, get that salary floor. I think people will like that. But it was theater last night. It was great last night watching that game. And we get three more today. I do believe that the NFL paid Major League Baseball off to not have a fourth game three because it would compete against what really kind of is a non-interesting NFL game. I mean, you look at what's going on in San Francisco. That's the Chiefs wide receiver room from a couple of years ago. DeMarcus Robinson, MVS, and Sky Moore are your three starting wide receivers for the San Francisco 49ers. And then you have a backup quarterback still, I believe, in there. So, and then you've got the Rams.
That's awesome.
And you know, what they've done so far this season, obviously been pretty good. Should be a blowout, right? It should be, on paper, a blowout, but that's why we play the games. But yeah, could you imagine? I would love to have seen what a game three LA versus, you know, Cincinnati would have done in that time slot against a regular season NFL game. I'm sure the NFL game would have probably trumped it 2-1 or 3-1.
Yeah, with
a rating standpoint.
Doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't matter. But I would have loved to have seen if people went, you know, because we talk all the time, you know, elimination games are the best thing in sports. Game sevens. Well, this would have been a game seven tonight if the Dodgers had lost and the Reds had won. We would have been seeing a game seven. So we technically have three quote unquote game sevens, elimination games today. Baseball, man, it was fantastic yesterday. Today's going to be awesome to watch what happens where everybody is playing for their life today.
And to be fair, the games that are being played today are the ones that we actually care about.
Yeah, like,
we looked at the slab, right? We looked at it, we're like, all right, Detroit and Cleveland, yes, sir.
Yes.
San Diego Cubs, yes, sir. It's in Chicago and Wrigley, day games, every single one of them. And then you're like, New York, Boston,
Yeah.
And then you're like, Cincinnati Dodgers. Well, that'll be over in two, and the Dodgers will blow them out.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it stinks, but it is what it is. But
that's,
you're right.
Life.
We got what we wanted today for Major League Baseball. It's fantastic.
No doubt about it. Just want a quick shout out to Tammy. She turns 40 today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's this guy's wife. He goes, she turns 40 today. I've been lucky enough to have spent 20 years of them with her. So happy birthday,
happy birthday, Tammy.
Tammy.
Way we'll to go, Tammy. Rolling.
There's a lot of birthdays in October, baby. You got to love it.
I got a big one today we got to get to as well. Yeah, a big one. Today.
Oh, no. I think. Do I know this?
No. Okay. Well, you know the person, but you don't know whose birthday it is. It's a big one today.
It's a big one.
Big one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.